I went to an event tonight run by the Open Rights Group. It was a talk by Richard Stallman, and when I got to the venue, there was a guy from the Electronic Frontier Foundation called John Buckman, who was, I guess, in a way, quite apologetic, stalling for time a little bit, and kind of explaining that Richard Stallman was somewhere between Birmingham and London, and that they didn't really have contact with him because he doesn't like using public internet access points unless he can be completely anonymous, and he must have a special mobile phone that randomises his phone number, because every time he called back to base or called John, the only person that he had the phone number of, it was a different mobile number. Anyway, John gave a great short talk introducing everybody in the room to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Sure, they were aware of the organisation, but not necessarily how much they do on an international level. And halfway through, Richard Stallman kind of burst through the doors, very sweaty, slightly ruffled, laden with bags, and as hairy as the photographs you see online. I liked him straight away. So this guy doesn't care. And he was trying to pile his bags up, and somebody from the Open Rights Group approached him and asked him if he wanted something, and he just kind of waved him away as if to leave him alone. And he seemed to be very much a man that just does things in his own time when he wants to do them. And then someone else tried to speak to him, and he says, "I can't hear you. I don't understand the words that you are using." And I just thought, this is going to be brilliant. Of course, I wanted to know all about his free software movement and GNU and all kinds of stuff that friends like Nick Butler talk about. And in a way, I guess, this guy was going to talk about it from, don't want to misuse the word, but I guess, an extremist point of view. A very certain, definite software that isn't free is a crime against humanity, almost. It is just plain morally wrong. And he made a fantastic argument as to why this was. And there were, I could see coders and programmers in the audience with their head in their hands thinking, how am I going to earn a living from what I'm doing if I've got to give all my software away for free? And he said, you know, people can pay you to write free software, and there are business models out there. You've just got to kind of use your imagination. He had an answer for everything, even if it was, I think you should ask me the question so that it's valid enough to deserve an answer, or something like that. It was brilliant. I don't know. I don't want to be an amateur psychiatrist and say maybe he has Asperger's, or his eccentricity is categorised by some professional people out there as this, that, or the other. But definitely eccentric. I'm sure people call him a genius and exceptionally outspoken. There were a few times when I thought, hang on, I'm going into the realms of feeling a little bit uncomfortable as to what he's saying now. At one point he talked about how, in many cases, child pornography can be an excuse for the authorities to just slap blanket legislation over our internet freedoms. And he talked about a lot of other things as well, but he talked about the fear of the month, whatever the fear of the month is this month, whether it be child pornography or terrorism or this or that on the other end. Coming out of the London conference on cyberspace and then coming into this, it was very much like coming out of a sauna into a very, very cold bath, and there was definitely a shock to the system. You must Google Richard Stallman, and you'll no doubt get a lot of haters and a lot of people who just don't like the guy, maybe because of his stubbornness since 1980s, probably even before, for him to stick totally and utterly to his guns. But I kind of respect that. I don't think you have to agree with everything he says. You've just got to listen to kind of what he says and let it permeate into your existing belief system on everything you have, everything you use when it comes to software technology and the hardware itself, and go, maybe in some ways he is right. We may have let this go too far. You'll understand more by doing a little bit of research, so please do Google him. I'm going to attach a photograph to this recording, and I thought I can't leave and not kind of grab a digital memory for myself. I have recorded what he said in audio, and when I find a way to convert it to OGG, which is one of his requirements, if you are going to record this, he says, please make it an OGG so people can not be... I'm so tired, sorry, let me just find a word, not be hindered maybe by the need to use MP3 or whatever. So much was covered, but I really wanted a photograph, so I asked him if I could take a photograph, and he's not the easiest person to talk to, and I can see how that could offend many people, his abruptness, and he was like, yes, go on then, and he just stuck his head straight in his suitcase and rummaged around for free badges and stickers that he was giving to everybody. And that was it. It was in his suitcase for ages, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And then he stood up as if, and? Have you not taken your photograph? No, I don't want a photograph of you with your head in your suitcase. Can you stand against the wall? When I said stand against the wall, he stood against the wall like he was under arrest. And I thought, brilliant, that's excellent. This is just so him, and he likes being talked at directly as well. And so I grabbed a picture and said thank you very much. And I said to him, "This, have you got a telephone that randomises numbers so that every time you call, you have a different number?" And John was like, "Yes, yes, I'd love to see it. Tell me about this amazing device." Richard kind of just looks confused and says, "I don't have a phone. I don't have a mobile phone. I don't like mobile phones. If I want to call, I just ask to use someone else's phone." So whilst he was lost on the train system of the UK, he was effectively just asking people if he could borrow their phone to phone back to London. Brilliant. Richard Stallman, please Google him. Brilliant man. I just realised what I said. He'd hate anybody, I think, to Google him. What with what Google potentially stand for. So, you can go to his homepage, stallman.org, or search for him on Wikipedia.